According to the Lord Taliesin, this was once one of the great gates. From here a man could travel across time and space. Garvis rubbed a slender hand over his pockmarked face. Time and space. The legends fascinated him. He had asked Lord Taliesin about the ancient gates and had been rewarded with extra study. The lesser gate still allowed a man to move through space. He himself had travelled with Lord Taliesin from the mountains to the outskirts of Arteris. That was more than 60 miles of space, but the journey had taken less than a heartbeat. According to Metas, the lesser gates could carry a man all over the land. So why were the great gates special? Garvis's attention was distracted momentarily as his fingers found a ripe spot upon his chin. Idly he squeezed it. It was not ready to burst and pain flared across his face. Garvis gave a low curse and rubbed at the wounded skin. A hawk landed on the tallest of the standing stones, then flew away. Garvis watched it until it rose high on the thermals and was lost to him. "I would have liked to have been a hawk," he said aloud. Lightning flashed across the stones, a blaze of brightness that caused Garvis to fall backwards from the rock on which he sat. Rolling to his knees, he blinked and tried to focus. The stones seemed darker now. Violet light blazed out, and pale blue lightning forked up from the tallest stone. More lights flared, gossamer threads of light forming a glittering web around the stones. It seemed to Garvis as if tiny stars were caught in a pale blue net, gleaming like diamonds. It was the most beautiful sight. At the centre of the light storm, one diamond grew larger and brighter than all the others, swelling until it was the size of a boulder. Then it flattened, spreading out like a sheet upon a washline, moving from circle to square, its four corners fastening to the top and bottom of two standing stones. The wind increased, howling over the crags, and for less than a heartbeat, two suns hung in the sky. All was silent as Garvis knelt, mouth open, shocked beyond words. Standing between the central stones was a tall warrior in blood-stained armour. He was supporting a woman, also attired for war. Blood was flowing from a wound in her side. Garvis had never seen armour quite like that worn by this fearsome pair. The man's helm was full-faced and boasted a white horsehair plume. His bronze breastplate had been fashioned in the shape of a human chest, complete with pectorals and a rippling solar plexus. He wore a leather kilt reinforced with bronze and high thigh-length riding boots. With a start, Garvis realized that the warrior was looking at him.
"You," he called, "help me."
Garvis scrambled to his feet and ran forward as the man lowered the warrior woman to the ground. Her face was grey and blood had stained her silver hair. Garvis gazed down upon her. Old she was, but once she had been beautiful.
"Where is Taliesin?"
asked the warrior.
"Back at the falls, sir. We must take her to shelter. You understand, boy?"
"Shelter? Yes." The woman stirred. Reaching up, she gripped the warrior's arm.
"You must go back. It is not over. Leave me with the boy. I will be fine." "I shall not leave you, my lady. I have served you these 30 years. I cannot go now."
Reaching up, he made to remove his helm.
"Leave it," she said, her voice ringing with authority. "Listen to me, my dear friend. You must go back, or all may be lost. You are my heir. You are the son I never had. You are the light in my life. Go back. Set a lantern for me in the window." "We should have killed the bitch all those years ago," he said bitterly. "She was warped beyond evil."
"No regrets, my general. Not ever. We win, we lose. The mountains do not care. Go now, for I can feel the air of the enchanted realm healing my wounds even as we speak. Go." Taking her hand, he kissed it. Rising, he gazed around at the mountains. With a sigh, he drew his sword and ran back to the stones. Lightning flickered once more. Then he was gone. Garvis ran into Taliesin's chambers, his face flushed, eyes wide with excitement.